Now, Sir Elton John is what they call in show business a real trooper, someone who soldiers on in the face of adversity. Age 72, he's halfway through a final world tour, 300 concerts in five continents, but on Sunday night in Auckland, New Zealand, he had to abandon the show. Journalist Tim McCready was there.
It was quite early on in the concert. He kicked off the show with Benny and the Jets, and then after that song, he told the crowd that he'd been diagnosed with walking pneumonia earlier in the day. But I have to say, a very strong performance, especially in those first few songs anyway.
But then his condition got worse.
Yeah, he certainly wasn't hitting the high notes that you'd probably expect from Elton. And then he just, I guess, deteriorated as the night went on. And it got to the point where after Someone Saved My Life Tonight, after his performance of that song, he sort of slumped on his stool at the piano and the medics came out and all the screens went black. So the stadium, and at this point, the sun had set. It was an outdoor venue, and the medics checked him over with what appeared to be a stethoscope. And he was off for about 5 minutes until he came back on again, straight into a candle with the wind at that point.
And after that?
He struggled through that, and he addressed the crowd again, and he said he's going to continue performing for as long as he can. But he told us all that he really had nothing left. And then he went off the stage probably just after 9 p.m. And he was off for quite a long time, probably nearly 10 minutes. Came back on. At least the band started to perform the intro of Funeral for a Friend. And they played for quite a long time. It was quite an extended intro until Elton returned after probably about 8 to 10 minutes off. And he'd also changed into a new costume. So he performed that song, struggled through it, but he did perform that. After that song, he tried to talk to the crowd again, and he tried to introduce the next song. He said sort of, okay, I'm going, and then sort of couldn't speak. One thing that the audience sort of noticed is he struggled to speak, but when he kicked off into the songs, he still belted out that powerful voice that we all know of Elton. But once he tried to introduce this next song, which turned out to be Daniel, the band sort of begun the intro to it, and he tried to sing, and just nothing came out at that point. And it was at that point that he signaled to the band to just stop playing, and then got up and was just very visibly upset, leant over his piano with his hands over his face, looked like he was about to cry, and then he was sort of guided off the stage.
So very emotional as he walked off the stage. Was that the mood in the crowd as well?
Yeah, it was really emotional. I think it was pretty clear that was the end of the concert, but people, the lights were still down. People waited in their seats to see if anything more would happen, because this had happened a couple of times through the night where he'd had sort of gaps of 5 minutes, 8 minutes between songs. But then ultimately the lights came on and everyone realized that was the end of the show and everyone left. And that was nearly two hours into the concert. So he did well, I think.
And any news from Elton's camp as to whether he's going to be able to perform his outstanding gigs in New Zealand?
Yeah, well, that's right. He's got he's scheduled to perform two more concerts. One on Tuesday. It's Monday morning here now, so tomorrow and Thursday. They're in doubt. There's been quite a lot of noise about whether or not they're going to happen. I think it was about an hour after he disappeared off the stage, he posted something onto his Instagram account, just thanking the audience at Mount Smart Stadium for being there and supporting him. And he apologised and said he'd done everything he can, but we haven't heard anything about the upcoming performances.
Journalist Tim McCready, I'm Julian Marshall, and we'll leave you with a song Elton was attempting when he finally gave up, Daniel.
NewsHour has been a download from the BBC. To discover more and our terms of use,